For this Wednesday, December 3rd, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Javon Rebin reporting it. Officials at the University of Southern Indiana say they have been given an award from the Council for Advancement and Support of Education for the work on the Day of Totality back in April 2024. The award celebrates the university's outstanding achievement in multi-day event production and the marketing and communications work supporting it. Thousands of guests were on campus back in April 2024 for the Great American Eclipse. That's when USI was in the path of totality for that historic moment. The University of Evansville is holding a memorial service to remember those lost in the 1977 plane crash that killed 29 people. On Friday, December 12th, the public is invited to gather at Memorial Plaza behind Olmsted Hall for the ceremony at noon. Officials say it will feature an invocation and message from Reverend Andy Payton, remarks from President Petruskevich, the reading of all 29 names, and a moment of silence. On December 13, 1977, a chartered DC-3 crashed just 90 seconds after takeoff from Evansville's Dress Regional Airport, killing men's basketball coach Bobby Watson, 14 players, 11 friends of the team, and a crew of five. Coming up this weekend in New Harmony is Christmas in New Harmony. It starts on Friday night at 5:30 with the tree lighting at the New Harmony Inn. Then at 6:30, the Working Man's Institute Christmas Open House begins. On Saturday, you can have breakfast with Santa from 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. at the Holy Angels Catholic Center. It's $5 for adults, and children are $4. Kids that are 4 years old and younger eat for free. There are numerous events throughout the day on Saturday, including vendors and shopping opportunities from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. Food trucks on Main Street will also be open from 9 until 4. At 6 o'clock on Saturday evening, there is a lighted golf cart parade and a Wolfgang Jazz Holiday Concert at 7 p.m. Events on Sunday start at 10 a.m. with vendors, shopping opportunities, and food trucks until 3. The Christmas in New Harmony weekend ends with a Christmas concert at 7 p.m. on Sunday at Thrall's Opera House. For more details about the weekend, you can go online to visitnewharmony.com. Posey County Solid Waste District says the next Tox Away Day is tomorrow from 2 p.m. until 6 p.m. at the Mount Vernon Recycle Center on Lower New Harmony Road. They say after Thursday, there will be a two-month winter break for the hazardous waste disposal. The town of Poseyville posted on Facebook that Posey County Yard Waste will be closed for the winter. December 13th will be the last day for this year. They reopen on March 7th. Last night in local high school sports, North Posey boys basketball lost at Boonville 56-40. The Vikings have a record of 0-2. Their next game is on Friday at home versus Mount Vernon. This evening in local high school sports, North Posey girls basketball travels to Boonville for a 6 o'clock JV game, and then the varsity plays at 7 o'clock. The Lady Vikings are 4-1 overall. You can listen to tonight's varsity game on 98.9 WPIW and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. Also tonight, Mount Vernon boys and girls wrestling have a home match versus Davis County at 6 o'clock. From men's college basketball on Tuesday evening, number one ranked Purdue defeated Rutgers on the road, 81-65 in their Big Ten opener. Trey Kaufman-Wren had a double-double for the Boilermakers with 19 points and 13 rebounds. Purdue is 8-0 overall, and they take on Iowa State on Saturday at 11 a.m. Tonight in local college sports, Evansville men's basketball plays a home game with Ball State at 7 o'clock. Both teams have a record of 3-5. Evansville women's basketball is up at Purdue for a 6 o'clock showdown against the Boilermakers. UE is looking for back-to-back wins as they are 2-5 on the season. USI men's basketball hits the road this evening at Western Michigan at 6 o'clock. The Screaming Eagles' record is 3-5, and they look for a third straight win. 22nd-ranked Indiana men's basketball begins conference play at Minnesota at 6 o'clock. The Hoosiers are 7-0. Finishing up from the NBA tonight, the Indiana Pacers play their final game of a four-game homestand as they host the Denver Nuggets. The ball goes up at 6 o'clock. The Pacers have a 4-17 record. That's news and sports for this Wednesday, December 3rd. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Your weather forecast is next.